people who were writing jazz. Duke Ellington, in particular, was using very sophisticated harmonies back in the late 1929 and 30s. And the pianists, like James P. Johnson and others who were writing for various kinds of groups, were using those kinds of harmonies. They were aware of Debussy and Ravel and so forth, and using such harmonies from that source, or at least from that point of view, as they were. Other things which were more simply based. For instance, it's not really a very far step to say, you know, that's the ninth chord, and when you go from there to the 13th, it's just it's a logical building in thirds. I heard that in pop tunes back in the 30s. As a matter of fact, there was a tune from a movie with Amos and Andy back, it must have been about 32, 33 or something like that. And Duke Ellington recorded it. It had the flatted fifth in the melody. And this was a popular tune of the day. It was called Accent on Youth. At the same time that was going on, as I mentioned, Duke Ellington, I think 1930, wrote this tune. And popular writers would take devices like this and do things like that. For instance, that's the basis of a tune written by Irving Berlin called Blue Skies. It's also the basis of a tune that Ellington wrote called In a Sentimental Mood. So musicians were sharing devices, whether they were writing for popular music, because jazz was the popular music of the 20s and 30s also.